I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. After COVID vaccines are distributed to healthcare workers, state and local governments will have to figure out who is next in line. One tool that governments can consult to figure out who can get the vaccine and when is called the Social Vulnerability Index. This is a data set developed by the Centers for Disease Control that tracks how disasters affect disadvantaged communities. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The Social Vulnerability Index uses census data to weigh factors like a community's poverty level, its racial breakdown, whether people live in crowded housing. Jeff Sligomelch runs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University.
These factors are increasingly important in our understanding of who gets harmed by disasters, who doesn't.
In the past, the index has been used after wildfires and hurricanes, and now it can help states identify communities that have been disproportionately hit by COVID-19. Harold Schmidt is a medical ethics professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
And so those are the populations that we have to make sure get the vaccine before other people for whom COVID is an inconvenience but not an existential threat.
Schmidt says the Social Vulnerability Index can also help states target their communication and outreach strategies to let people know that the vaccines are available.
Because it's no good to prioritize worse-off populations if they won't use them.
Schmidt says a number of states have already published plans to use the CDC's index. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.